Miami, the city of the vice, the town where Hawaiian shirts and Corvettes and Ferraris roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Miami Vice style of foretold.
Hey. Cha-cha. Fiction.
Arlo, we didn't get our memos for this particular investigation. You got details for us, man?
Yeah. You remember when I took that call and I was really hoping that it wasn't gonna be... Hold on. Everybody, go ahead and take a sniff. This is Miami. Pure Colombian Bam Bam.
Well, all right. I like some Bam Bam. I already did it when I did the intro, but that was days ago.
Yeah, you know, it's not God mess, but I'm down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, baby. Yeah. Can I get a little bump from my dickhead?
Yeah, man.
Wait, for your... What?
Yeah, it's gonna keep me going all night. Listen, do you see these aviators? You see this shirt? You see the mustache? I'm full Miami, baby.
I'm just... How does a bump on your dickhead help?
As Dylan asked, they didn't know that this was a city of crime, but it was different crime. High-end drugs games. Underground casinos. It was Miami, baby. Running cocaine on the boats. And that's what we were about to do. Detective Woodison is still on the case. But this time, I got a pair of aviators. I got a freaking Desert Eagle. And I got a hard cock.
All right, Jeff, come on.
We're still doing the monologues, man.
And there they were in the city of Miami. Miami. Yeah, riverboat gambling and...
Yeah, that's not... Dylan, can you explain to him that...
Yeah, how about... I mean, wild idea. Crazy idea.
Producer, play the music while he says this.
Oh, son of a fucking
bitch. Keep going.
Don't, no.
Yeah,
no.
Keep going. Yeah, let's keep going.
Arlo, who died?
The city of Miami.
Son of a bitch.
The questions that are never answered. The nightlife is hot. I can't even do it. Dylan, will you walk with me?
Like, away from...
Yes.
Sure, man.
Guys, go over to that stand and get a drink. I gotta talk to Dylan.
Well, you don't have to tell me twice to get an ale.
Yeah, I could use a rubber dick.
Well, we all know what I'm going to want. Mojito, Miami edition. And there they were. Going to the stand for a Miami edition drink. Hey, how come the music isn't playing when I say it?
You're not that important.
Billy, this was gonna be a surprise. The bar that we are headed to, it's called the Dwarf's Horn.
Okay.
It's the bar I helped Fergus start.
Wait, Fergus opened a bar? That's dope. That's fucking awesome, dude.
The murder we are investigating is Fergus. He's gone. He's gone. One of my best friends is gone.
Fuck, man. Fuck.
I don't know how we are going to bring this to Archie.
God, man.
some Miami Vice episode. We were supposed to be coming here, all the gags and all the fun. I don't even know how to look at Archie right now. I had this whole thing planned out for Miami. I was gonna pretend to be a detective too. Man.
I mean, it sucks, man, but we have to tell him before we go to the bar. We can't just let him see Fergus.
Can't we just send him off on a new task? Man.
Do you want to break Archie's heart more than it's already going to be broken?
What if I get...
Arlo.
Some mushrooms or...
Arlo.
How are we going to break this to him?
He's going to have to know eventually. And he'd hate
us. He's not wrong.
He would hate us.
This is about him. Do you understand?
Yeah. We're going to have to figure that out. And we need him to figure it out. Arlo, he's going to fucking hate us if we if we keep this from him.
This is the first time I haven't been able to fix things in the background. You know, long ago, I thought I didn't care anymore. I thought I was able to deal with all of this stuff. But I love you guys. I really do. And I have cherished our times and we become family. And being that I'm the eldest and the wisest and the best looking, I thought I could be stronger. I don't want to break his heart. I understand we have to. I'm just... Can we at least start it out like normal? We go into the bar, we talk to somebody. Before we open the door, we break it to him.
Look, man.
Somebody pisses in the corner? Somebody flashes their dick? You know? Maybe whoever talks to us gets killed? It's kind of a theme.
Look, we can do our normal antics. But Arlo, you gotta accept the fact, man.
Hey, guys, it smells like it's getting pretty heavy over here.
I'm glad you came over, Jeff. I need to, give me a second. I gotta go get right.
Do what you gotta do, man.
Can you,
do what you gotta do.
It's a burden.
Do
I know.
What you gotta do.
Man. Shit.
Yeah, what's your skinny? So there Dylan was, in the city of Miami. The Miami of the city. He was about to lay some heat. Some Miami heat. Some straight gun smoke. So, Dylan, what's going on? Lay it on me, buddy.
All right, Jeff. Fuck, man. We're going to need to make a plan to break this to Archie.
What do you mean?
Just listen.
Hold on. Break what?
Just listen to me.
Yeah. All right.
The murder that we're going to investigate is at a bar down the street. That bar is called the Dwarf's Horn.
Ah, shit, it's a dwarf murder. I knew it. It's a damn dwarf murder.
Yeah.
So what kind of murder are we talking?
So, to add some insult to injury here, this bar was meant to be a surprise for us because Arlo helped Fergus open it.
Oh! Well, that's great. We're gonna get to see Fergus.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah?
Do a little bit of 2+2 here, Jeff.
I'm Jeff Wittison. I can do 2+2. Miami Vice, Jeff Wittison. 2+2,
A dwarf bar owned by Fergus.
Yeah.
And a dwarven murder.
Yeah.
Fergus is dead, Jeff.
Push it to the limit. I'm sorry. What'd you just say?
Jeff, Fergus is the victim.
No, that's impossible. Archie and I just FaceTimed him the other day. We was talking about new ideas and how we were going to implement him into your OnlyFans and that he was going to start essentially fucking you while you were asleep. And he doesn't own a bar.
Well, he was about to.
All right, cut the shit out. Producers, all that. Miami Vice is done. Right now. So let me get this straight. We're here at a bar that's owned by Fergus. And he's dead.
Arlo was going to bring us here for the grand opening. And that got obviously fucked up.
Watch enough.
Jeff, we gotta tell Archie.
Hold on. This is gonna kill him. He's gonna kill 1,000 people.
But if we don't tell him, what's that gonna do to him?
I had this whole thing planned. I had all this stupid fucking shirt I'm wearing. These fucking aviators. Fucking stupid mustache. This is so. He's gonna lose it. He's gonna lose it. He's gonna. I gotta be the one to tell him. I gotta be the one to tell him. I pulled him out of the ice. I learned to bat him fist. This is my job. This is my duty. All right. I'm good.
I'll be right here with you, man.
I can tell him.
Well, let's get
and
him
don't
in.
Don't you ever tell nobody I just started crying.
Let's just go get Vault and Archie.
Whew. All right, now I'm ready. Whew!
Arlo wanted us to go ahead and go to the bar and sit down, have a drink, maybe try to start things out normally.
So all right. Miami Vice back on the table then just for a brief moment. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Go full fucking... Did you see where them aviators went? I can't actually afford to throw them out. Those are Ray-Bans. All of us have them.
I don't know. You threw them really hard, man. Just take mine.
No. It's fine. I got another pair here in my pocket.
Jeff, you're such a piece of shit.
I'm always prepared, all right?
Oh, my God.
Figured at some point I was going to throw those. Hey, Archie, Voltrius. Let's 86 them drinks. It's time to push it to the limit. Straight up Miami style, all right? And I think there's no other way we'd be doing this. Dual Corvettes, red ones, Miami red. Except Dylan, it's not dual Corvettes. They got the Corvette. Voltrius can drive it. You and I, we're rolling up in an 80s Ferrari.
I'm not arguing with the Ferrari. Let's go.
Start the engines, fellas. See you on the other side. There they were, cruising down the streets of Miami. It was starting to sunset. Man, the city was live. It was live as could be. My dick was hotter than any steel you could have because, dude, this Ferrari was sick. I mean, I could suck Dylan's dick while I was driving it, but I didn't because we'd probably die.
Push it to the limit! That's
not the song. But anyway, I do like this Corvette. It's pretty nice.
There they were. Voltrius and Archie, traveling right behind. The Ferrari. I wasn't quite sure of the difference between these two motorized horses, but I intended to find out. And my horn was hard as nails.
Likewise.
Show the two cars. Red is the devil's dick. Or a herpes-infested vagina rolled right up to this bar. And it was, oddly enough, it was called the Dwarf's Horn. But I had a feeling this story was about to take a tale for the worst.
Jeff, we already know what's going to happen in the story.
You understand the monologues by now. Dylan, why don't you go ahead and do a monologue then? Why don't you, you know what, end monologue through the bar. Let's see if you can do it.
I'm not...
No, Dylan. Now.
I'm just saying you already know what's going to happen when we get there.
You see, here's the thing. When you're telling a story, I don't know if you know how to do that. I know you're pretty limp when it comes to that department.
I'm limp when it comes to storytelling. Okay.
And I don't see how you can't just then, as a professional, jump into a monologue. Do you need a cigarette?
I need a whole pack right now, dude. I'm so scared of what's about to happen.
Well, I got you some Marlboro Reds. This is going to be for great effect. Why don't you start your monologue off? Just lighten up this Zippo. You like it? A little booby and dicks. And you can just get us to the bar. That's all I'm asking. Just for once. Just for once.
So Jeff and Dylan pulled up in front of the Dwarf's Horn.
Holy shit!
Oh my fucking God!
Hey. Cut the monologue music. Dude, did you see Archie land in that garbage can? That could never happen again. I'm just saying. I know this is a fucked up situation, but dude, that was fucking hilarious.
Hey! Come on, get me out of this fucking trash can! I'm fucking hurt! Fall to this, you fucking stupid son of a fucking bitch!
I do not have a legal license. I haven't had one for years. I got it taken away a long time ago when I was in a sex trafficking scandal that I was not in anyway.
Ah, that's why Esmeralda hates you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, here's the thing that I'm going to say. I'm definitely not getting the deposit back on that bad boy.
Yeah, I was just about to say, how much does a vintage fucking Corvette cost?
Well, I can tell you it wasn't cheap. And I was not planning on buying it. Like, it was going to be a rental.
Yeah, well, another thing for Arlo's legal team to take care of, I guess.
Well, if we're going to add dramatic effect, then let's just do this.
Volt, what the fuck?
Why did you... Voltrius, why did you just fucking do that? That's a vintage fucking Ferrari. That's gonna be like fuck. The studio ain't gonna pay for that shit. Ah, fuck, it exploded. Shit, I mean, I had... Fuck. I got the funds for it, but I mean, I was... Fuck.
I'm gonna go get Archie out of the trash can.
Well, I guess you could say we really did push it to the limit.
Push it to the limit!
Push it to the limit.
No.
Now, you got to say it, too, because we're going to put it in all our voices at once. Come on. Say it. Dude, I'm in like over a mil for this.
Push it to the limit.
That was pretty good. All right, that's going to be fun.
Anyway, can we...
Can you make sure when the push it to the limit, can you... I'll just talk to him. I'm going to... When the push it to the limit is said by everybody, I wanted to... Dude, I'm sorry. I am like... Whew, this is some seriously good shit. I am fucking... Woo!
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling pretty great, too. Can somebody get me out of the fucking trash can?
Fuck you, Voltrius. You've just fucked everything up for me. Can we get to this?
Yeah. Archie, you all right, man?
Well, I would like it if somebody would come and give me a fucking stepladder or something.
Archie, give me your hand.
Well, which one do you want me to give you?
Whichever one you can move.
Left or right?
Both.
All right, I'm sending you my foot.
That's not gonna... Archie, give me your fucking hand.
I'm sending you my foot, Dylan!
Oh, my fucking God. Just, Archie, I'm trying to help you get out of the trash can.
Well, I'm gonna ask you a question then, Dylan, if you think you're so smart about everything. How am I supposed to hold on to my axe if you're not pulling me out by my feet.
You know what? Stay in the trash can then. That's
I'm
fine.
I'm not staying in this trash can.
Well, I'm not helping you.
I'll not find a way out of here.
Okay.
And when I find a way out, you're not gonna like it. All right. I'm sending you my hat.
What is going on over there? What are you guys doing? You've been over there for fucking like 15 minutes.
I'm trying to get him out of the fucking trash can!
Well, don't yell at me. I'm in for over $1 million over these fucking cars.
You know, I'm just trying to figure out why everyone...
You shut the fuck up! I've had about enough of you guys. You know, all of this started with you and not being able to keep your fucking dick beaters on your motherfucking hammer. Tell him, Dylan. He's the whole fucking problem for all of this. I'm so fucking sick of this motherfucker!
Well, I'm just gonna see. It sounds like Jeff has had a little bit too much cocaine.
Yeah, maybe cut back a little bit. I mean, you're not... Jeff, you're not wrong. Volt, he's not wrong. Jeff, just take a breath, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to, Dylan.
Let's go in to the bar and have a drink. How about that? I think Arlo's already in there waiting on us. Let's go have a drink.
Thank you, Dilly. I don't really like, asking for help like that. My size is obviously a complex that I have. And, holy shite! The dwarf's horn!
Yeah, man, this is the bar. We're here to investigate.
We're here to investigate a murder that has nothing to do with you. And it has everything to do with something else. It's complete...
Jeff?
Lee.
Jeff?
Yep. Sorry.
Yep. Yep.
Oh! This is one of those things that you and Jeff do to me. Uh-huh. You can see it. This is what you're... Who's in there? Somebody we know? Is this a surprise birthday for me? Are we actually not even really investigating matter? Look, I can handle it. Any of... What? You got a secret. I know that about you. You think I haven't spent every waking fucking moment with you for the past... However long we've been doing this now.
Archie, let's go get a drink and talk about it.
Well,
let's head on in.
I love Miss Mail. And I think that this place... Is this dwarven themed? I mean, it seems...
That it is. Very
so
much
you're
so.
Telling me that there's gonna be dwarf beer in here? Dwarf ale? Like real dwarven ale?
As far as I know. So let's go grab.
Yeah, man. Real dwarven ale is in there.
Aloe, you bet.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm back. Miami Vice. There we are, going into the bar. Da-na-na-na-na-na, whatever.
All right, so yeah, everybody in the bar.
We walked into the bar. Cox rock hard. Not all of them, though, because some of us had had too much alcohol and coke already. But my dick was numb. I thought about flashing somebody with my dick, but I remembered Dylan would stop me. I also wondered if Buck was going to take a piss in the corner, and I realized that's not this time. I don't know where Buck ended up. Kind of disappeared on the way to Miami. Yeah, it's a hard life being a detective in Miami. Especially when you... broke your first pair of aviators and you had to get to your second pair that were in your pocket.
Hi. Well, howdy, fellas.
Dilly, I'm gonna freak out. What is that?
What is what?
The fucking barmaid. The hot chick. The hot little dwarf barmaid. Do you not fucking see?
What do you want me to do? There's a little dwarf bartender.
Do you happen? To maybe hear how she sounds?
What are you thinking?
Maybe she sounds a little bit like Fergus?
I mean, maybe. Archie sounds a little bit like Fergus. I don't know how this shit works, dude.
Oh, shit! Verlina! Guys, come here. This is Verlina. It's Fergus's daughter.
Fergus had a daughter? Has a daughter?
Whoa. Dylan, maybe you should take a sniff of the cocaine that we've all been sniffing, huh?
Yeah, because that'll help, Jeff.
I think it'll help. Whoa. What are you doing right now? You getting an attitude with me? You're the only one not on cocaine.
Probably a good thing.
Do you think so?
Archie, I didn't know Fergus has a daughter.
Oh, yeah. I meant to bring that up at some point, but he had a daughter at some point. And yeah, that's my little...
I'll be honest, I wanted to keep you all away from her because you guys are very bad influences.
I get it. I get it.
So anyway, can I get you anything to drink? I'll be going to get my dad here in a minute. You know, it's the whole thing. Look at this.
Arlo, does she not know? Son of a bitch.
You know, that was one of the, that was one of those little, story points that, kind of missed.
Kind of a big story point to miss.
You know, I'm starting to put a couple of things together.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Ferlina, we'll take a beer. A round for everybody, on me.
All right, coming right up.
Real quick, Archie, why don't you go help your niece, your very sexy niece, with, oh man, damn, look at that ass, and she's wearing a thong. Anyway, why don't you go help your niece? Voltaris, you should probably go with them. We need a players' meeting. So there they were, Miami Vice, and holy shit, a dump just got shat on their chest. They call it a Cleveland steamer, but today, it's a Miami steamer. And boy, that pushed it to the limit.
Yeah, fuck.
I mean, we're just gonna have to tell him. We can't keep playing games here.
All right, let me go do some more coke and give me a drink. Let's just sit down, have a drink. I was honestly expecting my contact to be here. Like, you know, didn't realize that she didn't know.
So what you're saying is, we should have a good old time and then break them in easy.
I don't think there's an easy way into this.
As Dylan said in the Miami Vice monologue.
Jeff, shut
put that
up.
In, fellas.
Fuck up.
Yeah, thank you.
God damn it.
Look, I got us a wild assortment of all my favorite dwarven ales. I got them all. Isn't this crazy?
Hell yeah, man. Let's have some dwarven ale.
Yeah.
Boys?
Hey, Archie, you want some more cocaine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. I'll tell you, that's not quite as powerful and stingy as the godmouth, but it's nice and smooth.
Yeah, I'm gonna, Oh, yeah. That's just like Daddy liked it.
Dylan, it's time. You're gonna take part. I need you wired.
Why do you need me wired? What?
Shh. Dylan, I'm calling upon you. I've never asked you of anything like this before. I've only ever forced you. Dylan, I'm asking you. For once in your life, become the hero that foretold fiction needs you to be. Get down on your knees and sniff this cocaine for the greater good. For Archie, for Foretold Fiction, for Jeff, for the massive elephant in the room, be a hero we need you to be today.
Arlo, I know you played the music. How does me doing coke add to the heroism of my story here? I don't...
Because it pushes it to the limit.
It's already to the fucking limit,
Arlo. Push it to the fucking limit, Dylan.
Yeah, fucking
do it. Get down on your knees. You don't have to get down on your knees. Do this fucking cocaine.
I don't want to do a bunch of fucking cocaine.
You're doing a big line.
This is about to be a bunch of bullshit, and I don't want to maybe be on fucking cocaine when it happens.
You're going to be on cocaine when this happens.
I swear to God. God fucking damn it. Arlo, if you weren't such a badass, I'll punch you right in the goddamn mouth.
Here you go. Come on. Little more. Little more. Come on.
Fuck you, Arlo.
Little more.
Get out of my goddamn face, you wizard. Fuck.
Smell it. Smell the aroma. There we go.
God damn it.
Well, it looks like the gang's all here.
I fucking hate you guys so goddamn much.
Buddy. You know, I gotta be honest, Arlo. I'm not sure that was really a great move, and that's coming from me.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure that was not a great move. Now I'm having 14 panic attacks at the same time. This is gonna be fucking great.
Isn't that what doing cocaine is? Just, you know, panic attack after panic attack to the next line. Think about it. It's actually horrible.
You don't fucking say!
Yeah, I don't get panic attacks, so...
Must be fucking nice.
So anyway, I think what I'm gonna do is I gotta go make a few phone calls, and I'm gonna let you guys kinda handle this heaviness.
Oh, so not only are you gonna force coke into my face, you're just gonna fucking leave when we have to do the hardest thing of the... Fuck you, Arlo. Fuck you so much.
I'll be back for the...
Yeah, be back conveniently after the hard part's done.
Look for the teacup, my friend. Look for the teacup.
I gotta say, the wink was a nice touch there, and the sound effect was cool.
Yup, real nice.
How you feeling?
Like
shit. Like a million bucks. I knew it. Just like the million bucks I'm gonna spend on these fucking cars. Did you see the fucking Corvette and the Ferrari outside? I'm still not over that.
Well, pull your shit together, because this is more important than the goddamn Ferrari.
I'm gonna put my shit all over the place. It's gonna be everywhere. You think I wanna fucking tell Archie's daughter and Archie that Fergus fucking died?
Oh. Job well done, Jeff.
Oh, no!
But there she goes, D.
Oh, the little kiddos, they can't handle jokes. Why are y'all looking like that? No, really, why are y'all looking at me like that? With your somber fucking faces. We're having a great time. We're drinking. Do you not like the ale?
Duh.
No, Archie, the ale's great.
Yeah, Archie. You wanna step aside with me?
Oh, if you got something to say to me, Jeffy, you just say it on out. Now what's with the fucking somber face? You're supposed to be high on cocaine!
Yeah, that's a problem right now.
Archie. We were supposed to come here. It was going to be a surprise. And Fergus had gotten this bar started with Arlo. But the reason we're here... I just... Fuck, man. Archie, the reason we're here... is we're investigating a murder. And we're investigating the murder of Fergus.
You got him. You gotta be fucking kidding me. You guys think you can fucking get me with some... Fergus! Come out! Fergus, the joke's up! Fergus, the joke's up! Where is he?
No, Archie. Arlo had said something. The teacups.
Archie, no, wait.
Archie. Dylan, do you see that? Do you see that? What the fuck?
Oh, man. Oh. I'll see you guys later.
Well, that's just fucking great. Son of a bitch, Arlo, you fucking motherfucker. We gotta deal with this? Archie.
So, you're telling me this ain't no gag? This ain't no joke?
Where's Fergus at? This is all props. This is all props. The studio, you set it up. Shut up! I'm fucking talking right now! This is a joke, Dylan! This is a joke! This is a joke! This is a joke, Dylan! Dylan, it's a joke! This isn't true! This isn't true, Dad! No! 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 Fergus! No! I'm gonna fucking kill so many humans!
Well, that... shit.
There's no way we can stop him. There's no way we're stopping him.
This definitely pushed it to the limit. Hey, Dilly, come here. You see that? Let's press play.
Hi, if your fellas are hearing this, maybe dead.
All right, we're gonna put a pin in that one. And
what
we're gonna,
the fuck?
We're gonna save that for later. Then we cannot. Oh boy. But I don't hear too much. Why is Archie standing right there? Who the fuck is that person in the doorway?
Guys, this is bad. This is real bad. If you have any inclination, I'm afraid right now.
What are you afraid of?
Do you kind of notice how Archie is frozen in his tracks? When have you ever known Archie, especially after that? He's not moving. He's not saying a word. He's trembling.
Hey, you! Hey, you! What's your place in all of this, huh? What are you doing? Archie, what? I thought you were going to kill someone.
Oi. So you do remember me, boy. You look good. But as a good dog always would be, you're healed. Like the fucking menace I raised up. No, this cannot be. Are you all seeing what I'm seeing? This can't be true! I have waited a long time, boy, to see you again. Who are you? Why are you here? This is not real. This is not real! Oh, but it is. It's all real. Haven't you noticed my call? Haven't you noticed that all of this has been about you, Archie? Say it! I am your king. The almighty dwarven king of the Treehorn clan. That is simply impossible. You are an imposter. And you diddle this for sickness. You murdered Fergus! It was all part of the plan. I had to get your attention. I need you, Archie. You are my greatest general, a son to me. But I must end the past and take from you what was never yours. What are you even talking about? What does that even mean? I need the axe, boy. That axe is not yours. It is mine. Rightfully mine. All of this? Over a fucking axe? I would have gave it to you! Hey, well, you're right. You gave it to me if you wanted it back. You shit. How are you even here? You are frozen in ice for thousands of years. But what do you think I was doing? Suffering. Great suffering. I need the axe. I must kill Fables to feed. It's what makes me live. It's the curse beyond the thorn. It's the curse that I have. The king you know is no more, and that is why, with that axe, I will slay you, Archie. You are the end to my past, and the beginning to my retribution and seat on a higher throne. For I have been given the opportunity to release a fearsome beast that we prayed to, that gave us life that gave our clan everything. And I am going to free him and sit at the right hand. And there is no place for you, it is only me. My clan was meant to let me ascend to become a god. Nope. Fuck no. I've had enough of this. I'm a power dwarf! Oh! Dylan! Jeff! Run! This is my destiny, boy. And you are a part of it. That thing is mine. The thing is the power. I did love you, Archie. You were a son. But this is the end.
No! No!
Rickman, now!
Tractor beam!
What the fuck just happened?
A whole lot of bad. It is no wonder to me that Mother Nature, my sister, felt all of this. We are fucked. Fellas, I gotta do a little bit of interdimensional travel. I gotta prepare some things for us. I will be back. I promise it's not me leaving in the nick of time. I'm gonna have to go console my brother. Fellas, I'm gonna have Rickman lock me away in his training bay. And you'll not disturb me until I come out. This broken axe. What a curse! Down the socks!
Archie, head to the bay. I will not let anyone pass. A warm embrace from a friend.
Rickman, get your fucking fingers off of me. I don't appreciate two fingers touching my butthole.
Sorry.
When I return, we will deal with all of this. I need time. I need time to process, and it's probably safe to say that my niece is more than likely gonna be fucking dead. I wouldn't be surprised if the entire city of Miami is destroyed.
Archie, I'm still confused. Why all of that trouble just to get your axe?
Billy, I have no fucking idea. He gave me that axe when he made me his general. Actually, he gave me that axe when I became a warrior. And he sent me into an unsurvivable scenario. That's how he became a general. He's the only thing I've known as a true father. And I've seen a ghost. He's dead. I watched him die. I have no idea. Can I please go process this?
Do your thing.
Shut up!
I think now would be a good time to see if anyone wants me to make mojitos.
Voltrius, I'm still blaming almost 100% of this entire scenario on you, because if you hadn't let your fucking hammer go to who we thought we was gonna have to fucking deal with, I don't even know if this would have transpired. You're the worst fucking god there ever was! I bet more people pray to Satan or Hades than you! You stupid son of a bitch! A son of a bitch, or what are you? You purple fucking piece of shit! I hope when we find your hammer, I can kill you with it! You've ruined us! You've ruined Fortune Fiction, you fuck! Cut the fucking cameras, cut the show! I'm gonna cut a check for the Ferrari and the fucking Corvette. Foretold Fiction. We'll see you next time, I guess.